It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Debbie Good.
Our guest today is Mary Cromery, Executive Director of Ozark Greenways. Mary, what is the mission of Ozark Greenways?
Our mission at Ozark Greenways is to build a trail system that connects and enhances our community. And right now, we've got about 77 miles on the ground, and we're working with our partners here locally and regionally to build out a much more connected, robust trail system. So current plans are roughly about 140 miles. However, I'm incredibly excited with the efforts of the Forward SGF Comprehensive Planning that's going on right now, because I anticipate that we'll be adding some more miles to our planned regional trail system. Our planned regional trail system is funded in many ways, and Ozark Greenways is specifically funded through the following mechanisms. We have contracts for services with public entities. We work with a statewide group known as Missourians for Responsible Transportation. And then, like any other nonprofit, we rely on the goodwill of our community. We have grants, we work with private foundations, and then one of the key ways that folks in our community can support our organization is through an annual membership.
Now, you mentioned regional trail system. I believe I heard somewhere that eventually our trails may connect to Ozark and some other of the surrounding cities. Is that true?
Yes, that is very true. Ozark's Transportation Organization is our metropolitan planning organization for our region. And in 2017, they conducted an excellent regional trail study. As many folks know, we have our Frisco Highline Trail that connects Springfield to Willard and beyond. We're currently working on the Chadwick Flyer, which will connect us to Ozark. We're working with Battlefield on the Trail of Tears. So there's many opportunities to really connect our area or our region via trail, which is tremendous, right? Because the benefits of trails, yes, they're fun and they're for recreation, but they allow us to go to the places we want to go. They allow us to connect to our beautiful outdoors. They allow us to connect to each other. So the benefits include transportation, recreation, health, even economic vitality, and they help create that sense of place. So it's truly beneficial, and it's very wonderful to have such support to grow this regional system.
Yeah, Mary, I totally agree with you. I don't know how many miles I have on the Galloway Creek Trail and the South Creek Trail with my dogs, but it is so important to my physical and mental health to be able to do that. So Ozark Greenways has some special events coming up, correct?
Yes, we do. I would be remiss to not mention that this is our 30th anniversary. Back in 1991 is when our nonprofit merged with Project Parkway to form our new Ozark Greenways. So that happened 30 years ago. So time really flies when you're having fun. In addition to that, we have our Bike, Walk, and Wheel Week, which is our annual celebration of being active outdoors, coming up on May 10th through 14th.
And give me a few more details about your Bike, Walk, to Work Week.
Yes. So as I mentioned, we used to actually call it our Bike to Work Week, but we realized that for some folks, that's really out there to think about biking to work every day. And what our whole goal was is we want people to be outside and to be active. And then, yes, as you become more comfortable, whether it's walking to visit a neighbor or walking to your nearby corner store or riding a bike to go to the library, then you start to replace some of the trips that you take by car with yourself, which is really tremendous. And, you know, it goes back to those health benefits. It's better for our air quality. It's just better for everybody overall.
Well, great. And also, I know that there's at least one business on South Lone Pine that gives a discount for people who walk or bike there all year round. How could a listener get more information?
That's a great question. We encourage everybody to go to our website, ozarkgreenways.org. And then for those of you on social media, we have a pretty active Facebook account and Instagram account. So we'd love for you to follow us.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Mary. Thank you for being on our program today. Our guest has been Mary Cromery, Executive Director of Ozark Greenway. The week of March 15th, KSMU will air a noontime series featuring interviews with all city council, mayoral, and Springfield Public School board candidates, hosted by the League of Women Voters and 9 other community organizations. Join us for this series and be an informed voter on April 6th. I'm Debbie Good, and this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.